Section 5, do what it takes. Once I decided to pursue my dream, I realized that I was going to go to a place that I've never been. And in thinking through that, I thought, all right, if I'm going to a place that I've never been, what am I going to do to get there? What am I going to change to get there? Because I was an achiever just like you. I had achieved many things. Nothing of this magnitude, though. Okay, so I thought, all right, if I'm going to a place I've never been, I've got to do something I've never done. And actually, a new acquaintance suggested hiring a coach. And it was like that thunderbolt moment, that lightning bolt striking me as soon as he said it. And I thought, he goes, well, you probably want to hire a coach, right? Yes, I do. It was just, you know, you feel it right in here. Yes, that's exactly the right thing to do. And so that's what I did. I actually interviewed 3 different coaches, and I found one that not only had gotten herself to the Ironman World Championships several times, she had gotten many athletes there, many athletes just like me. That was who I hired. I coach people every day, and I am a coach, and I can't coach myself. Cannot do it. As much as I can ask myself the same questions I ask clients, I cannot coach myself. So that's what that second one means. We can't coach ourselves through stuff, okay? It just doesn't work that way. You need somebody else, an outsider, a neutral party that is safe, that you can confide in and share things with and talk through things, that can ask you those really bold, in-your-face questions. So you need somebody else to help you think at a higher level, help you think higher level thoughts. What gets you there faster is utilizing your faith and asking for that guidance and that help, following it like you have been, and also having a coach that helps you through those blind spots. Because sometimes you can ask those questions and it doesn't become obvious. And you can have some false starts. You know, you can zig over here or zag over there. Yep. And then how much time goes by while you're zigging and zagging? So that goes to blind spots, which is actually one of the last pieces of guidance there. We all have blind spots. You know, when I was training for the Ironman, I hated wearing a watch. I hated having to look at my data. That just like killed me. That was no fun for me at all. And it was a big blind spot until my coach gave me the wake-up call one day and said, well, if you keep training like you are, at the pace that you are, you will miss the cutoff times in Kona, and you will not be allowed to complete the race. You will not achieve your dream. Oh my gosh, that was a killer. And so you can bet I started keeping track on my watch and keeping track of my data because I knew I connected the dots. Looking at this is going to get me to my goal. That's also what a coach helps with. Now, let me tell you, when I wrote out my first check to my coach, my hand was shaking. My hand was shaking. I thought, oh my gosh, I am paying this person to coach me and to get me to my dream. Okay, so that feels good. But I'm paying this person money. Now, what that meant was twofold in accountability. First of all, to get my return on my investment, because I work hard for my money. I want it to pay off. I was going to do whatever that coach told me. She was already successful doing what I wanted to do. She helped others be successful doing what I wanted to do. Why would I not do what she told me to do? That's what I was paying her for. Okay, so that's one piece of accountability. The other piece of accountability, and actually write this in next to it, is holding you able. A-B-L-E. That's really what accountability is. If you look up the definition, it's holding you responsible or able to do something, okay? So that's what you're asking a coach to do, you know? And she would hold me accountable by laying out all my workouts for the week, and if I didn't do one, then she'd say, what got in your way of that last workout? What if that costs you not being able to qualify for Kona? What if that makes a difference in the day that you have a Kona, finishing and not finishing? How will you feel then? Ay, ay, ay. Yeah. Okay. That's accountability. All right. And let me illuminate a couple of secrets on accountability. Your spouse cannot keep you accountable. Your friends cannot hold you accountable. okay? These are loving enablers, okay? They really are. They want the best for you. They don't want to see you suffer. They don't want to see you go through hardship, okay? Your spouse, your friends, your family, they will not kick your butt back out the door when you haven't made your goal for the day, when it's dark and it's late and it's cold and you haven't eaten dinner. They're not going to do that. Your coach will. Your coach will say, you better get back out the door and do that last workout. Otherwise, you're going to sacrifice your goal. Is that really what you want? Where your family, your friends, your spouse are going to say, oh, you know, it's late. You had a tough day. You must be tired. I bet you're hungry too, right? Why don't you sit down? I have dinner. You know, you can hit it again tomorrow, right? The workouts will still be there tomorrow. No, 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 no. All of those days, all of those missed workouts, missed incremental goals along the way, those can mean the difference between success and failure. Hire a coach and tell them what you want them to do. Tell them how you want them to hold you accountable, okay? That goes to the guideposts here on how to choose a coach. Choose a coach with proven success, either with themselves or with others, preferably both, okay? If they've experienced it, if they've done it, great. If they have helped others do it, even better, okay? Choose one who will customize to your dream and isn't cookie cutter, okay? You can buy any coaching program out there on the web. You can, okay? And what you're gonna run into is it is cookie cutter. It's not customized to you. It's not someone asking you questions based on what they know about you. You know, your interests, your likes, your blind spots. That's customization, okay? That's where a coach can be so instrumental, can make all the difference in the world. Choose one who is open and available. Okay, so feedback that I get from clients that get transferred to me who have been with other coaches, their number one complaint is, you know what? They're not reachable, or it's like while I was talking, they were doing something else, or they just really weren't available and present to me. It felt like they just had an agenda and they were just waiting for me to finish so that they could tell me whatever they needed to tell me, and this was call number 4. Out of 10, and you know, that's kind of, they sort of pre-scripted how the whole session was gonna go. Not what you're looking for. You want a coach that's gonna ask you key questions, get your goals up front, ask you what your accountability is going to be, what you want that to look like, and then is going to be fully present and engaged with you, customizing every single session. And then that's basically what we just covered. Choose a coach that will design action steps and a schedule with you, okay? It's collaborative. It's not this just them telling you what to do, right? We already said that that doesn't work. Okay, so this brainstorming is going to happen on your own on where you can find a coach. I'm gonna share something with you. I have 5 coaches right now. So I went from the shaky hand as I was writing out the check to my first coach, my first and only coach at the time, to having 5 coaches, okay? I still have 2 swimming coaches. Even though I am a really good swimmer now, I still have 2 swimming coaches. I have an international triathlon coach that actually is an ultra level coach. I also have a speaking coach and I have a business coach. 5. I pay for all of them. And they are all worth their weight in gold. So there's a part B to do what it takes, which is next. And it has to do with your schedule. And in a very quick nutshell synopsis, it is, do you have a schedule that will support achieving your goals? Because I look at client schedule first thing when I start coaching with them, and they do not have a schedule that is supporting achieving their goals. They don't have enough time built in on everything that they want to get done. Everything that they're saying will help them achieve their goal. And maybe they're, you know, going to bed late at night. That causes them to get up later than they want to in the morning, then they wake up and they're behind the game from the very beginning. And then that just causes all sorts of havoc, plays with their head during the day, and then they just feel like they're playing catch up. Then what happens is at some point in the day, they just throw in the towel. And they're like, well, you know what? The day got away from me. This or this or this happened. I'll get back on track tomorrow, right? Instead of having a schedule that is on purpose, that has everything in it that will allow you to achieve your goal and nothing in it that will get in your way. Okay? That's the other thing I look for when I'm putting together a schedule with a client. So there is a schedule in the back. Now, the cool part about this is you fill in the week, the dates on the top. Then it has my big dream is, so that you see this every single week and that you're tying your big dream into the schedule that's going to help you get it. Okay. Then my goal this week is, these are those incremental goals that lead to achieving your dream. Okay. Then I took one concept that we've been talking about and applied it to every day of the week. Notice there's seven concepts, 7 days of the week. So that keeps it in front of you. And there is, in the group exercise, instructions on how to set this up. Okay, so you can read through those and build this on your own. And let me give you this tip. The first couple times you work through this, write it out in pencil, because this is a work in progress, okay? You're not gonna get it perfect first time around. It's gonna take some trial and error and some tweaking, okay? So just keep tweaking it. Keep erasing and making it better by learning what's really working for you, okay? And there's some rules on here in the guidance. If it's not in your schedule, it doesn't exist. So remember what you brought up earlier, that either delegate or time block for it in the future. Do either one or both of those, okay? So when you're in your day and something pops into your head, oh, I need to do this. Don't stop what you're doing right now, because it's not in your schedule to do it right now, and it's going to just detract from your goal. Time block it where it needs to be in an upcoming day in the future at a specific time, and then it's gone. It's taken care of. Just get it out of your head and then keep moving forward on the tasks at hand, the things that are in your schedule. Also, think about this. And you can read my story that leads into it up front, and how early I had to get up to be at the pool to get in two workouts before I went to work every day. That's what it took, though, for me to achieve my dream. And this is what I hear from clients all the time. Well, you know, I stayed up too late the night before, and then I hit the snooze button 3 times that morning, so then I was late. Then I was late to the office. Then I was late to my first appointment. I didn't get my lead generation done. It just threw me off for the whole day. Okay, so think about this. When you hit the snooze button, you're hitting snooze on your dream. That's a really powerful thing. When I used that, it put it in a much bigger perspective of, this isn't just this little flimsy thing of me hitting the snooze button and, you know, sleeping for another 10 minutes. No, I was hitting the snooze button on my dream. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want it to take longer, right? It's powerful. All right, so this schedule then becomes your new boss, okay? It is your job to follow your schedule, and that's it. Because if you follow this, you will achieve your dream. Also, some additional information on this page. When you're doing something new at a high level, okay, because we're talking big dreams, your body needs more rest and it needs pure fuel. Okay, I found this out the hard way. When you are sleep deprived and you're walking around like that, you cannot get your body and mind to function at a higher level. There's tons of studies, there's tons of proof about this. Sleep deprivation can actually kill you, okay? So don't expect your body and your mind to perform higher when you're crippling it by not giving it the sleep that it needs, okay? Because while you're asleep, your body and your mind is actually repairing itself. It's rejuvenating itself, okay? And what are you eating during the day? You know, what are you filling your body with? Are you filling your body with things that cause cravings or crashes, highs and lows? Hey, believe me, not just one of my teeth are sweet. All of them are. So I get it. I'm from the sugar school, okay? And what I came to discover was when I fueled my body with more pure nutrition, it helped my mind, it helped my body, it helped me function at a much higher level, okay? So look at those things and maybe even put those in your schedule, you know? Okay, here's what I'm going to commit to eating. And maybe that's a piece of preparation that you need to add to your schedule in the morning. That's what I had to do. You know, if I was going to eat this great salad, this very nutritious thing that was going to fuel me throughout the day, I had to prepare it in the morning or the night before so that I could just grab and go, right? All of us are on the run and we all fall victim to that. Oh, well, I just had to stop by whatever because I was in a hurry and I was starving, right? And sometimes lack of water or things that we eat will keep us from being able to sleep well. Red wine does that. Alcohol will do that for some people. All sorts of other nutrients that can keep you from sleeping soundly.